to the end zone. What a catch! McCain's on touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome into the PIAA Boys AAA West Regional from Cannon McMillan High School. Greg Wardock alongside Lamper Simpson as we are here today to see who the top five wrestlers will be to advance to the PIAA tournament. This is day one of wrestling action and excited to bring it to you. Before we get underway with the wrestling action, first want to mention and a thank you to our sponsors here today. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Kinetic, internet better. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. Waynesburg University. Grow with us at Waynesburg University. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Royal Ivy Reynolds. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Reynolds for all your party needs. So thank you to our sponsors for giving us the ability to bring you this wrestling action here today from Cannon McMillan. And Lanfer, it's the first of its kind, right? They're combining regions. We got 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all districts here in the West region.
Well, I was thinking that same thing. Is we're used to being here this weekend, but it's usually just the WPIL guys. That's right. And now we got all these foreigners in here. you got District 6, District 9, District 10. And whenever the... They made the plans last fall, and they were talking about, oh, this is how it's going to be. I remember vividly hearing a lot of WPIL people saying, like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. We're going to get a fifth qualifier. And I said, whoa, hold on. Because District 6, District 10, District 9, they're bringing those guys down, and they're not bad.
That's right.
They've got some really talented wrestlers. So you're going to have to kick, bite, claw, whatever you got to do to figure out a way to be in the top five tomorrow afternoon.
And you think about those districts had three qualifiers last year, Whippeo with four, so you're going from seven down to five.
Yeah.
So you're losing to from all these districts, but there's going to be some weights where the WPIL will be very strong and have a chance to get all five, but there's going to be others. They may only get three.
Or two.
Or two. That's right.
There's some really good kids from across the state. I mean, I said it this way. When you think of Altoona, State College, and Central Mountain, almost those three teams alone will get one qualifier per weight class. So, you know, like it's not as easy as you think. A lot of good wrestling. And another thing that really comes into play is all these brackets are pre-drawn. They only seeded the four champions from those different regions. So when it comes into play, you don't know what you might get. You might be a champion, and if you're getting like the third place guy from District 6, kid might be a stud right out the gate. You don't have an easy round. There's no easy ways to the finals.
From a champion's perspective, you will see those quote-unquote upsets in the early rounds, right? Because you might say face a District 8 City League champion who may not have gotten a lot of mat time this year. So maybe you get a Whippeo guy on it, get an upset. But then you also have, to your point, maybe you're facing the second place guy out of District 6 who's very strong out of the gate. So
yeah, and a lot of these for the fans. Now, when you're in the individual weight class, the families kind of have scouted out and the coaches scouted out. But if you're just a casual fan and you only know your guys, there's a lot of names that you're not sure of and you haven't seen them all year long. Again, there's some guys from up in the northern part of the state and from the central part of the state that are very, very talented that will not only place here this week, will also make deep runs next week at the state tournament.
Yeah, this region and, you could say the one where District 11 sits, probably the two strongest regions out of the four. So you're going to see a lot of good wrestling here this weekend. The rat mats are about to get cleared. Today we will have wrestling from the preliminary round, quarters, and first round of consolations. That's all today, and that's getting underway here momentarily. We're going to take a break and come back with wrestling action here on WJPA in Greene County Sports.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Wrestling about to get underway here at 107 pounds. From Cannon McMillan, we appreciate you joining us today as we bring you the AAA West Regional Championships. This is a broadcast brought to you by Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan in Greene County, and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. And right away, we're going to see WPIO on WPIO. Lanford Nick McGarity of Peters Township will be taking on Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland.
Yeah, and we're going to have five mats going down here. We will try to keep a close eye on the Washington Greene County guys. We'll also kind of hone in a little bit on those tail guys, but again, the focus will be on the Washington Greene County wrestlers. And you got McGarity right out the gate, the top seed at 107 pounds.
Yeah, he made the drop to 107 for the postseason and has to be a guy who's a favorite to not only medal in the state, but potentially be in the final. He had a great weekend last weekend and underway here against Ferraro. Ferraro with that opening shot. McGarity looked to spin behind but unable to score. Now a shot from McGarity near the edge and out just 20 seconds in, scoreless.
Down here on mat two, that is Connor Sidney of Hollidaysburg and Xavier Andrews of Brashear. That's a lead for Sidney of Hollidaysburg.
Michael Johnson of West Allegheny up on mat five, trying to get an early fall.
Got a City League wrestler in Carter Alford of Obama Academy and Dominic Nardoza out of District 6, Altoona. That's a 7-0. Now adding to that, maybe getting a 9-0, is down on mat three with Nardoza leading. And then finishing things out, we have our first final, a victory down on mat number five. And that is for West Allegheny's Michael Johnson. So Johnson at 107 pounds will advance.
Another WPIO wrestler, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson, taking on Kinley Nisley of Dubois.
You having trouble getting the on-mat scoring coming up?
Hit refresh on that guy. Should get it for you.
Oh, that's more better.
McGarity still scoreless. 35 seconds to go in the opening period against Bennett Ferraro.
And that's what you talked about. You know, typically you see like a one seed in the round of 16 comes out, quick takedown, quick fall. But here you go, near the end of the first period, and McGarity got his work cut out for him. Got a final down on mat number four, it looks like.
Yeah, that's Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. He's going to win by fall. And that's going to be 1 minute and 43 seconds for Rehack.
Altoona's Nardoza with the victory. Down on mat number three.
Nico Capusta of Hemfield. Brady Rohaley of North Hills about to get underway. That's at 1:14. McGarity scoreless at the end of one with Ferraro.
Connor Sidney of Hollidaysburg out to a commanding 13-0 lead here in the first period. If he gets another turn here before this buzzer goes, it'll be a technical fall, and he's got him locked up in a bar, and there it goes. It's going to be, if not the fall, there's going to be the tech. So you can go ahead and pen Sidney out. He gets it by way of fall with 7 seconds on the first period.
Get a takedown for Capusta of Hemfield. Hemfield area, I should say, and Rohaley with the escape. 3-1 lead, 30 seconds in. McGarity on the bottom for this second period. Ferraro is going to get hit with a stalling call, unable to get McGarity down to the mat. McGarity still on his feet. Ferraro trying to bring him out of bounds.
Team scoring, they are keeping team scoring because of these regionals. And so what they're going to do is, so basically a lot of that comes down to how many guys you have in. Leading the way, Obama Academy came in with 12. Alderdice had 10. And then it goes down, there's a whole bunch of them between 7 and 5. Those are the ones that are probably going to win because the City League, while they do have a lot of numbers, it, a lot of it comes back to the not a whole lot of schools. They got several qualifiers. We'll see how things play out. But I think the ones you really got to look out for, Connellsville has a really good shot at having some going. Dubois is one to look out for because they might have a couple guys going to make the finals.
McGarity's still being rode right now by Ferraro. Looks like they're going to hit Ferraro for a locked hands. A minute to go in the second period. They're going to go out of bounds, but McGarity will have a 1-0 lead.
Mat 3, a 7-0 lead for Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County, leading Bryce Thomas of Moon. That's early in the first period. Mat 2 is a 10-1 lead for Bo Finnick of Franklin Regional. He's leading Gracie out of Meadsville.
12-3 lead now for Capusta of Hemfield area over Rohaley of North Hills.
We have outboards up in strategic places. And on your device,
Double A is wrestling from Altoona today.
And make sure that you are watching all live results.
You can catch that also on the WJPA network and Green Sports if you're interested in Double A action.
Had a reversal for McGarity to go up 3-0. Now he's going to get Ferraro tilted for back points. He's got a leg in right now, lifting it high in the air. It's a cross face, essentially.
Franklin Regional's Finnick with the technical fall.
Just 10 seconds remaining in the second period for McGarity. You have to get those back points. Looks like he will get them here at the end of the period. Two near falls. He's up 5-0 after two. Ferraro with choice for the third. Capusta's lead now 13-3. A minute and a half to go in the second period.
Next local guy we'll have after McGarity will be Trinity's Parker Jennings. He's going to be on mat number five. He's in the hole right now.
Ferraro trying to get to his feet. Garrity wanted to try to tilt from the feet. Now gets a two-on-one, looking to tilt over across his back, and there he's going to get a couple of swipes. Ferraro able to roll through with it. McGarity switches to a wing. Now he's going to try to run that over on Ferraro. Still holding the two near falls right now. But McGarity slowly taking Ferraro to his back. Ferraro able to bridge through and roll through. Four near fall points, though, come to McGarity. He's now up 9-0. Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional leading Mikel Jordan of Obama 11-0. And now the near fall points, 15-0 at 1 minute and 29 seconds. That's at 1:14 for Colangelo of Franklin Regional.
That's one of the things I think has really changed with this scoring system is the speed at which people get technical falls.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of first period technical falls now with the 3-point takedown and 4-point near fall.
And McGarity's close to getting one as well. He got four more near fall points on Ferraro. He is tough on top. 25 seconds remaining in the third.
Alexander of Mifflin County leading 9-1. First Connellsville wrestler out here now on mat number two. That is Nolan Rice.
Capusta of Hempfield area, 19-4 at 3:51. Gets the tech fall at 1:14. Back to McGarity. He is going to win by major decision over Ferraro of Pine Richland, 13-0. So McGarity advances into the quarterfinals from Peters Township. Had an opening takedown for Grayson Harris of McDowell. He leads Nolan Rice of Connellsville 3-0.
Final down on mat number five. That is Gavin Everly, Central Mountain, with the 11-1 major decision over Aiden Thompson of Cranberry.
Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, a quick takedown, leads 3-0 on Bruce Flores of Brashear. He's going to get four near fall points to go up 7-0.
And that will put Jennings on deck now on mat five. Another Connellsville wrestler out there, Zach Franks, taking on Ray Bronowitz of Alderdice on mat five.
Nolan Rice with an escape. He trails 3-1. Dylan Barrett is going to get the fall on Flores of Brashear. That fall in just 46 seconds. And Barrett joins the 100 win club with his fall.
Dylan Barrett.
Franks with the cradle locked up. We might see Jennings early. Connellsville got three guys out here right now. And there's the fall for Franks. And that will bring up Parker Jennings. So we'll kind of hone in on Parker Jennings as he comes out.
Looking for the fall is Tommy Gretz of Connellsville against Riley Madalino of Cranberry.
The big thing is whenever you have these team scores, too, is these early rounds, you need to try to get falls. You know,
right.
Get an extra couple bonus points on each mat. Parker Jennings comes in with a record of 27-20, taking on Matteo Gallegos of Dubois, 34-3 on the year. And this Matteo Gallegos is, I believe, ranked fourth in the state right now.
He's in the Powerade final this year. So.
Solid wrestler. Quickly coming in with trying to bundle up elbows here is Gallegos. Jennings trying to keep his hips back a little bit. Final down on mat number four. I didn't catch that. Or excuse me, mat number three. I got cleared before I saw it. But it was Mifflin County's with the victory. 2-point takedown here on the duck under from Gallegos. Excuse me, 3-point.
9-2 is the final for Alexander.
Now riding on top, trying to get a cross wrist underneath here on Jennings. Now he's got the 2-on-1 locked up with the rebar tilt. Driving forward on Jennings, trying to turn him. Jennings trying to fight this off. Not going to do it. Goes to his back. Gallegos with four near falls, 7-0. Now he's going to let Jennings come to his feet, 7-1.
It's a 3-1 lead for Harrison McDowell on Rice of Connellsville. 45 seconds to go in the second
Another
period.
Another takedown here for Gallegos and quickly to his back again with the chin back, four more near fall coming. 14-1 for Galagos. Parker Jennings is just outclassed right now. Trying again with that rebar tilt. Time runs out, though. 14-1 at the end of one.
Ten-nothing lead now for Tommy Gretz of Connellsville. 50 seconds to go in the second period. Had a takedown for Nolan Rice. He leads Harris 4-3. End of the second period.
Gallagher's from bottom. Stand up. Does get the cutaway. 15-1. Now trying to work on the front headlock here. Trying to spin around Parker Jennings, and he will come in around behind and get the takedown. Time of the technical fall is going to be 2:25. Oh, 2:26. They let another second go off. 18-1 technical fall, and Parker Jennings will drop down to the consolations.
Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny had a fall at 1 minute and 9 seconds over Antonio Giambanco of Dubois. Escape for Rice of Connellsville. He leads 5-3. Gretz of Connellsville puts Madalino of Cranberry onto his back.
Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan is taking on the WPIL champ in Leo Joseph here at 121 pounds.
Michael Worson of Fox Chapel, Landon Krupka of Hollidaysburg underway.
Leo Joseph's dad, Drew, and I wrestled in college together. He's now the coach at La Trobe. He and I were talking about the joys of coaching your kids or the struggles of coaching your kids, more like it.
That's right.
Hey, how about this Gardner trying to get a takedown here on Joseph, and he does. He gets this single leg. Joseph tried a funk and got caught in it, and Gardner now on top 3-0.
Takedown for Nolan Rice. He goes up 8-3 after trailing 3-0. Michael Worson of Fox Chapel.
Here's a shot by Joseph, and now Gardner trying to step in. Might try to step over and lace a leg. Joseph trying to finish this single leg, comes across the body, now trying to switch to a double, comes in around behind, doesn't get there though. And how about this? Gardner going to step across the top maybe? And out of bounds. Nearly got the takedown. Rice able to come back in that match. I thought he was going to go down. That was going to be, again, you want to just keep advancing, and Connellsville needs all the points they can get.
He's riding with 30 seconds left in the third, up 8-3. His teammate looking for a tech, Tommy Gretz, the last match here at 107 pounds.
Joseph now in, trying to come through the middle on Gardner. Coming up in behind, he will get the takedown. 4-3 now, Joseph leading. Gardner comes to his feet, potentially dangerous as the leg was in as they were standing.
Colton Klippa of Norwin in a battle with Cale Davis of State College. He's up 3-0, 20 seconds left, second period. How about Michael Worson? He's up 7-0 on Landon Krupka of Hollidaysburg. Worson was actually the eighth place finisher in the WPIL, but gets into the tournament, filling in for Jakari King of Alderdice. And now he's looking to advance into the quarterfinals. So it is an 8-3 final for Nolan Rice of Connellsville.
Also 8-3 in the Joseph Gardner match. Crossface cradle as the period closes for Joseph, and he's up 8-3.
Gretz of Connellsville will get the technical fall, if not the fall here. Final seconds of the third period.
Looking for an extra half point. Not going to get it.
So it will be a technical fall, though. 18-0 for Gretz at 6 minutes.
Joseph got a little bit high there. Got kind of goofy. 1 point escape. Coming around behind now. Dropping down a single leg here is Gardner trying to step over. Joseph locks around the waist. Now he does try to roll through. And if he rolls through, he's in better position, and Gardner's going to be in a little bit of trouble here. Kind of stacked up on his head. Now Joseph looking for the takedown. That's the thing about that funk position, is you can be in good position, then all of a sudden it switches very quickly.
Hey, Caracciolo of Hempfield area gets a fall on Joseph Nico of Obama in 41 seconds.
Got him coming up. Got Dom Kamali of Trinity coming up. And then we'll have Tolliver of Ringgold. Looks like he's on there as well. Looking for a place where we can take a break, but we'll finish this Gardner match first. And then we might step aside. 12-3, Joseph leading now with 44 seconds to go in the second. Riding on top of Gardner. He'll start again. Oh, Gardner with the switch reversal. Quickly an escape for Joseph. 13-5.
Colton Klippa of Norwin trying to hang on. He's up 5-2 against Cale Davis of State College. Davis trying to grab a leg and try to funk of some kind. Final seconds, and Colton Klippa, the fifth place finisher out of the WPIO, will beat the District 6 champ 5-2. Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford, Ben Fuller of Meadville, scoreless, about a minute to go in the first. Michael Warson of Fox Chapel leading 10-3.
Third period, and now Gardner in deep on a single leg. They started in neutral here in the third. And he's going to get this takedown. 13-8. And he's got a cradle locked up. Loses the grip. Out of bounds.
Thirteen to three now for Warson of Fox Chapel. 30 seconds left, third period.
Fourteen to eight with the escape for Joseph. 1:43 to go. Now Joseph with a double leg, and he'll get a takedown. 17-8.
Braden Weaver of Altoona by
Turk
fall.
Keeps his Turk in here now. Trying to hop forward on a Turk here on Gardner. Gardner just kind of based out. Got to figure out how to crawl forward.
Weaver had the fall over Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park. Michael Warson, a Fox Chapel winner, 13-3 over Krupka of Hollidaysburg.
Blood going to go to Gardner. 17-8 with 1:13 on the clock when they get the blood cleaned up.
Santino Sloboda, quick takedown from Butler or Daniel Smith of Connellsville.
Sloboda looking for a fall now.
Hey, he's got a cradle locked in on Smith near the edge of the mat, though, and they'll go out. Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford leading Ben Fuller of Meadville 3-2. They're in the second period, wrestling neutral. Sloboda's lead now 7-0 with those back points.
1:13 on the clock for Gardner, down by 9. Working from bottom.
Gummerson, Harbor Creek, you are up on mat 3.
Trying to 2-on-1 tilt here is Joseph. Not in greatest position, though. Now we'll come back up on top. Gardner trying to clear hips. Now trying to come low. Out the bottom here is Gardner. Joseph is very high. Don't want to get your head down there, Joseph. Oh, out of bounds again. 38 seconds on the clock.
Sloboda of Butler with the fall in 49 seconds to advance to the quarterfinals. Evan Tolliver of Ringgold underway against Henry Caruso of Alderdice. Tolliver quickly in for a takedown.
Takedown for Gardner, 17-18-10 now. Should be 18-11. Another takedown, 18-13 now. 10 seconds to go. And Joseph trying to hold on. Well, now we got to wait on Tolliver to finish up. This would happen if you have so many people that you're watching.
That's a good thing, though. Tolliver looking for the fall on Caruso of Alderdice, and he's pretty close to getting it. Has him on his back, bringing the elbow back. Tolliver trying to get the fall here at 127, and he will. Time of the fall, 111.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tolliver. That gives us time to step aside and pay some bills. It is greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Coach Guy Monacalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford, a winner over Ben Fuller of Meadville, 7-4. Some conversation from the Meadville coaches as the takedown was close on the edge of the mat. But that's going to bring up Dom Canale of Trinity. And he will be wrestling Leighton Bowersox of Mifflin County. Bowersox in on a shot. Canale reaches around the back between the legs.
Got a 3-0 lead down here for Nicholas Barina of State College, leading Jacobson of Punxsutawney. Oh, there you go.
Takedown for Canale. He's up 3-0. Now with a leg in. Just looking to work on the head, but looks like we're going to have a penalty point awarded to Bauer Sox.
I think he got both hands touching the head on the power half.
Yeah.
Just got a little careless.
So it'll be a 3-1 score, 1:15 to go in the opening period for Canale. Legs now in, trying to work that power half once again. Now a cross face. Now Canale, an interesting road, right? He finished fifth the last 2 years in the WPIL, just missing the state tournament. This year he gets to the WPIL final, but now you got to wrestle another tournament to get to the state. So hoping he can get into the top five and make his way to Hershey. He's got Bauer Sox on his back. Trying to get the fall is Canale.
Aiden Coons of Central Mountain with a fall.
Trying to force that half in. Bends that arm back, and now we're getting potentially dangerous here on the shoulder of Bauer Sox. But Fournier falls, makes it 7-1 Canale.
Collier Hartman of Canada McMillan awaiting down there on mat number four.
Trying to sit out and turn was Bauer Sox. Canale sticks with him, and looks like the period's going to come to a close with Canale leading 7-1 after one. Carter Putt of Indiana leading Kyan Jeter of Carrick 6-1. And now Putt trying to get the fall on Jeter. Very close to getting it is Putt. And there it is, time of the fall, 1:41 for Carter Putt of Indiana. Canale on the bottom to begin the second period. Sit out and turn. A couple sit out and turn attempts. Crossface here from Bauer Sox. He's a little high, though, so Canale just trying to force him off his head. And there's the reversal to go up 9-1.
I mean, obviously we don't have numbers yet, but just from what we've been calling, it seems like the WPL has been winning. But, again, they have half the wrestlers here. So is it proportional? I think the WPL is faring pretty well so far.
Yeah, I think I've only seen a couple lose, to be honest.
And a couple of the ones I did see lose were wrestling each other.
Yeah, it's true. They had a couple of guys, too, have had some, you could call them upset wins over a couple of district champs that were pretty solid, as Canale up now 13-1.
This is going to be it.
Near power fall. Half in, leg in.
Oh, no. Went
Bauer
too fast.
Bauer Sox, yeah. Sit out. Be able to sit through it, roll through it. Gets the escape, 13-2.
I tell all of our little kids, I'm like, listen, I go, pinning is slow. Like, if you want, if you go too fast, that right there is exactly what happens. You end up losing your grip. If you want to pin somebody, take it nice and slow.
Canale in on a shot. And we get a stalemate, 33 seconds left in the second.
Fall down here for Barena of State College over Jacobson.
Kale Yannick of Moon looking for a fall on Charles Bottoms of Obama. He's up 3-0. Canale close to getting a takedown. Just needs a spin behind. He will. Goes up 16-2. Trying to get a leg back in. Tries for a late tilt, but not going to get any points. 16-2 after two. And Bauer Sox will choose neutral for the third period. Tie up shoots in on a single leg. Going to try to finish. Bauer Sox trying to force a stalemate here, and that's what he'll get. Minute and a half to go, third period for Canale of Trinity. And on another shot, trying to hold on. His Bauer Sox, let's go of it. That should be a takedown right there, and he's going to get back points too. So 19-2, let him try to finish it out. Won't get the fall, but does get the tack, 23-2 at 4:54 for Dom Canale.
Down here on mat number five, I've got a 2-0 lead for Mikey Rain of Franklin Regional, riding on top of Declan Barr of Altoona. Mat number three is scoreless between Elijah Brocious of Cranberry and Cameron Garcia of Bellefonte. Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon coming out here on mat number two, taking on Dalton Winner of Cranberry.
A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny, scoreless with Patrick Tarantella of Central Mountain. 1:16 to go in the second. Snatchko on the bottom. Kale Yannick of Moon is going to get win by fall at 3:08 over Bottoms of Obama.
Next local guys, we got T.J. Allison of Trinity coming up here on mat number three. And then the first of two South Fayette Lions, Talon Mazenko, will be coming up on mat four. He's going to take on Jordan Rutan of Punxsutawney. Interesting note there, the guy that I was talking to from Punxsutawney, he and I went to school together, Scott, and that's his son, Jordan
okay.
Rutan.
And Jordan had a big win in the district, so...
Yeah. He goes, look at my point. Son down there just laying on his back. I'm like, he got to get ready to go. He goes, that's how he is. He's just really calm and collected. And Scott was that way in school, you know, really never got worked up.
Collier Hartman of Canna McMillan. Quick takedown on Spunjal Gurung of Brashear. Yeah, looking forward to that one. Rutan, he had a big win over Elijah Brocious.
Yep.
Last week.
Who, speaking of Elijah Brocious, he's down here leading 6-1 in the first period.
Hartman is going to take Gurung to his back, looking for the fall. Not going to get it, but we'll get four near falls, and Hartman up 7-0. Tarantella able to ride Snatchko for the second period. He's on the bottom for the third. Scoreless match. Hartman again is going to get back points on Gurung. Four of them. Now 11-0. One more back exposure should do it for Hartman if he doesn't get the fall. And he takes him over with a half. And Hartman, four near fall points, will win 15-0 at 1 minute and 46 seconds. That'll bring up Rutan against Talon Mazenko. Still scoreless between Snatchko and Tarantella. They got 48 seconds to go in the third. Dalton Wenner is going to take Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon to his back and get the fall. Wenner from Cranberry by fall at 2 minutes and 57 seconds.
Kai Velma now coming out here for Connellsville. Velma, both Velma brothers were WPIL champs.
Kai looked great last weekend here at Canamac. Going to get a reverse or three back points late for a snatch go, and he is going to defeat Tarantella 3-0 at 133 pounds.
And quickly, Velma with a takedown. Brocious now looking for the fall here on Garcia. Looking for that final because that will bring up Allison. We'll have Trinity potentially on mats two and three with TJ Allison on deck on mat three and Junko on deck on mat two. And there's the fall for Brocious. Also a final in sudden victory. Victory for Barr of Altoona. Declan Barr at 127 pounds. Here does come TJ Allison. He's taking on Azeal Lewis of Obama Academy.
Rutan Mazinko still scoreless. 21 seconds left in the opening period, and we're going to get a caution on Mazinko. Shot in for Rutan, and nice knee pick from Mazinko. Can he finish? Great job of scrambling there by Jordan Rutan.
Allison trying to pummel in here to underhooks on Lewis.
Scoreless at the end of one on Rutan and Mazinko. Kai Vioma leading 7-0 on Nathan Klingensmith and Norwin.
Allison trying to step around. He does get the takedown here. Now he's going to try to work a cross wrist roll. 3-0 TJ Allison leading.
Cradle locked in for Vioma of Connellsville.
Potentially dangerous call on Allison's half.
So Klingensmith will fight off of his back, but four near fall points coming. The 11-0 at the end of one for Vioma. Zinko on the bottom in the second period, still scoreless with Rutan 30 seconds in.
Escape for Lewis. Now he's in on a shot on Allison. As soon as he got to his feet and cut away, got the one-point escape and then was diving right back in on the single leg. Allison with a whizzer here.
Fresh start from Mazinko of South Fayette on the bottom.
Oh, now got a cradle locked up here to Allison. Allison might be helping us out here. If he gets a fall here, that'll ease up our worry of having guys on the mat at the same time. I like when kids listen. Near side cradle locked up on Lewis. Looking for the fall. Time runs out. Four near fall. 10-1.
Escape for Vioma of Connellsville. He's up 12-0. Takedown will give him the tech. Rutan has a wing in right now on Mazinko. Riding with it. About 30 seconds left, second period.
Point reversal for Allison. Now he has Lewis going to his back again. Looking for the fall here. Doesn't get the fall, but he gets the four near fall, and that's going to be a technical fall. 16-1. TJ Allison advances. Also a technical fall for Velma. And so that will bring up Junko from Trinity. And he has taken on state champion Dalton Perry of Central Mountain.
Rutan of Punxsutawney is going to ride Mazinko for the entire second period, so still scoreless. And Rutan will go on the bottom for the third.
Devin Junko's got his work cut out for him, taking on Dalton Perry of Central Mountain. Perry, a two-time state champion. Quickly with a takedown, now trying to throw a cradle in here. We'll instead just let Junko go 3-1.
Rutan will sit out and get the escape. He leads 1-0 on Mazinko, and right away shoots in. Mazinko trying to spin around behind. Rutan able to adjust and get up to his feet. That knee pick again from Mazinko. Can he finish this time? Able to get the takedown and take Rutan to his back.
And he's looking for the fall here. It's close to getting this fall.
He's very close to getting the fall is Mazinko.
Also close to getting a fall here is Perry. Perry has Junko on his back with an elbow, trying to step across here.
So 7-1. So good.
I said he's trying to get that off. Now Junko able to get to his base. 10-1, though, the score.
Mazinko able to take that 7-1 lead. Then he's able to chin Rutan back and get a couple more near falls. So he's now up 9-1. 45 seconds to go in the third. Sit out and turn again and escape now for Rutan. It's now 9-2.
With the scoring, though, you're not out of the water yet.
No, a takedown to his back, and it's a tie match. Mazinko, nice drag by there, but not able to finish. As they go out of bounds with 20 seconds left.
10-2 here, the lead for Dalton Perry.
Shot off the wrist for Rutan, and Mazinko sprawls back. Down to 10 seconds left. Talon Mazinko of South Fayette is going to be victorious 9-2.
Dominic Ferraro with a quick fall. Time 24 seconds out on mat number one. Back down here with Perry and Junko, and 10-3 the lead. Now coming around looking for a takedown here is Perry. Actually, Perry just lets go. He doesn't even come around for the takedown. That was odd.
I mean, with the shot that was missed there, you would have thought it would be an easy takedown.
I think he was there. I think he was trying like to get him to his back. I think he was like looking for the fall more than anything.
Mason Calgaro of Cannon McMillan about to get underway against Dane Wenner of Cranberry.
Takedown for Perry, 13-3.
Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park, Jacoby Thompson of Meadville also about to get underway. Shot in by Wenner, picks Calgaro's leg up. Goes for the head, and that allows Calgaro to get his hips back and get in a better position to try to fight off the shot.
To 4. We're on our feet here with Perry and Junko.
Good job by Calgaro to fight Wenner off of his leg and get out of bounds. Shot again here, double leg this time from Wenner. And unable to get the cross face and fight it off is Calgaro. So Wenner with a takedown leads 3-0.
Perry really trying this. Cowboy.
Thompson of Meadville with a takedown on Higgins of Bethel Park. The lead 3-0, and on escape for Higgins makes it 3-1.
Bo Vernon's Dayton Soto is out here leading Gavin Ciampolo of Altoona at 139 pounds in the second period. It's on mat three.
Escape for Calgary. 30 seconds left, first period. He trails 3-1. And a shot in, and Wenner has to call injury time.
13-4 now with 1:49 on the clock here for Junko. Down by 9. Trying to come to his feet.
Still a 3-1 lead for Thompson of Meadville on Higgins of Bethel Park. Higgins in on a shot and will get the takedown near the edge of the mat. Make it a 4-3 lead for Higgins.
Now 1 point escape here for Junko, 13-5.
So injury time going for Dane Wenner. It looks like they'll cut it here.
Perry really hasn't been as active as I thought he was going to be. Junko's been able to slow him down and keep this within striking distance.
Looks like Dane Wenner's going to injury default to Cal Garrow of Cannon McMillan at 1 minute and 33 seconds. So Cal Garrow.
So here he is, closer to takedown right now. And he's trying more for the fall that he doesn't get the takedown. There's a takedown now. 16-5. The lead now for Dalton Perry. 40 seconds remaining.
Higgins of Bethel Park riding and leading 4-3. A minute and a half to go in the second period.
After this, we'll have a little bit of a break before we've got anyone else. We've got Bell Vernon's Soto and Ciampoli. They're tied here in the third period. We'll kind of watch it a little bit close, too. Close to getting a takedown here is Soto. Soto very close to getting a takedown here in the third period. Oh, now he gets off balance. And Ciampoli's getting close. Who's got who? Time runs out. We're going to go to sudden victory. Final 16-6 for Perry. We'll stay here with Soto until that match finishes, and then we'll step aside. We got McMillan coming up from Peters Township. Also, we'll have another Bell Vernon wrestler. Who's that one? I thought I saw it.
Cole Doppelhauer?
No. Oh, yeah, Cole Doppelhauer, yep.
Soto.
Got the takedown in overtime. 27 seconds in, gets a nice double leg and finishes it off, so he will advance. Knocks off the 2-seed, Ciampoli. We'll be back. It is greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
At Waynesburg University, Growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Welcome back to Cannon Millen High School. Greg Warnock, Lanfer Simpson, bringing you tonight's PIAA West Region action here in Class AAA. Districts 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 all coming together. 16 wrestlers enter. Only 5 in each weight class will advance to the PIAA Championships next week from Hershey Park. So you got to figure out a way to get through. And when we have these qualifying tournaments, I always tell people, guys, listen, if you win in the championship round, that assures you 2 more matches.
That's right.
You just got to figure out ways to win. Just had a guy win by default, down 3-1. Doesn't matter.
All it does,
you're now in the quarterfinals, and now you give yourself a chance to be top 5. These guys are coming along. We are going to have several local kids coming up here momentarily. We got Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon on deck. We got Luke Dunlop of South Fayette on deck as well. Going to have Waynesburg's Brock Evans. He's in the hole on mat 3. And Peters Township's Darius McMillan in the hole on mat 5. So really going to have things firing away here pretty quick. Fourth place finisher at States a year ago, Ramil Islamov, is out here leading 13-2 down on mat number 3.
He's looked great all season long after a great state tournament. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park drops a 14-9 decision. He got thrown to his back, which caused him to fall down late. Other wrestling action, Case Chop of Butler leading Samson Deeb of Dubois 3-1, 30 seconds in.
Islamov with a technical fall, 17-2.
Max Firestein of Franklin Regional leading Elijah Elser of Brashear 6-4 after 2.
Schedule tonight is we will run through this opening round, and then we'll run through quarterfinals and first round of consolations. They're only doing one round of consolations, correct?
Correct, yep. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the second round of consolations. Semifinals and third round of consolation set for 10:30. Fourth round of consolations at 12:30. And your first, third, and fifth place matches are at 3 o'clock. Everybody comes for the finals, but those fifth place matches are going to be awesome.
Yeah, so you really have two. the third place match, no one will be like, paying attention unless your kid's in it. Like, they're worried about the fifth place because those guys go, and then they're worried about who is the champion.
Right. And honestly, I think those fifth place matches, they're the dogfight, right?
They are.
To get to Hershey and get a chance to wrestle in the Giant Center.
One thing that you won't see have happen, you know, we've seen in years past, whenever you have like a third, fourth place match, it doesn't really matter what place you're in, except unless you've looked at brackets and think like, oh, here's where I'm going to end up if I'm going to end up fourth. Well, the fact that this is the first year for the regions the way they are, no one knows what person you're going to get, whether you're a third or a fourth place finish. So I think they'll be actually wrestled. Where there's been times in the past where people have actually forfeited out, defaulted. So I think that's at least something good. Having the switch up.
Yeah, and you're seeding the four champs, right? So by the prestige points and everything else you utilize. So you never know if an upset could happen in any given week as well that may cause that to alter.
Yeah. And that is going to bring up down here on mat number five, Griffin Reed of North Allegheny and Kerlavich of McDowell on mat number five.
25 seconds to go in the third period for Firestein of Franklin Regional. He's leading 6-4 over Elsor of Brashear. Elsor able to roll through, and he's going to get one, makes it 6-5. 15 seconds to go. Elsor trying to spin behind, grabbing the hip as Firestein gets up to his feet. And now Elsor trying to step in late, keeping the toe in is Firestein, and he'll get the takedown. So it should be 9-5, showing 9-4 on the board. There, they get that fixed, so 9-5, 5 seconds left.
Matt 3, the top seed at 160 pounds, is out there. Luke Sipes of Altoona leading 10-1 over Liam Costa of Moon. Now I'm 10-2 and close to getting another takedown. Might be 13-2 here in a few seconds.
Firestein will get the victory 9-5 over Elsor of Brashear.
And that should bring up Doppelhauer.
Yeah, he'll be taking on Maddox Shaw, returning state champ from Thomas Jefferson.
13-2, now 13-3 here for Sipes. As soon as that bout's over, we'll have Brock Evans of Waynesburg trying to make a return trip to the Giant Center.
10-2 lead for Case Chop of Butler on Samson Deeb of Dubois.
16-3 now for Sipes.
Shaw, deep double leg.
One more takedown will do it. There's an escape, and there's a takedown. 15-point victory. Actually, 17-point victory. He's going to get two near fall. 21-4 is your final. And that will bring up Brock Evans, the Mapletown High School wrestler who wrestles in the co-op program for Waynesburg. His brother, Brody, is at Edinburgh having a great season up there for the Scots.
Takedown for Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson. Escape for Doppelhauer, 3-1 Shaw.
Here with Evans in deep on a single leg, trying to switch off to a double here on George, and he gets spun around, but he loses it there. He gets the control now. 3-point takedown for Brock Evans. Alex George out of Dubois, record 13-12. Evans, the senior, with a record of 24-6.
Still a 3-1 lead for Shaw on Doppelhauer. Takedown in the final seconds for Kobe Seller of Mifflin County and Ryder Say of Meadville to win 11-8. That's at 152. That's what the crowd's cheering about.
Trying to wrist and a half here from the crab ride is Evans. Now up on top, might try to go power half. Now he's going to go strop and go to a cross face. Got to get to the elbow. Got one swipe from official Joe McCara. That's not Joe McCara. He was over there.
He's the assistant referee there on that one.
Yeah.
Maddox Shaw had another takedown. He leads Cole Doppelauer 6-1 after one. Case Chop of Butler looking for a fall, but he'll at least get the tech if he doesn't get it. He's up 16-4, a minute to go in the third period. And Chop would win 20-4 if he doesn't get the fall.
Greg, here's how you know you're getting old and been doing this too long. I was looking down there on mat three, and you got Joe McCara, who's, you know, black hair and things like that. I remember when Heath Graff had only black hair. Now look at him. Looking for the fall down here is Evans. Ah, you let him come over to your belly. Oh, good. 7-0 at the end of one.
Maddox Shaw has opened his lead now to 13-2 on Doppelauer. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette leading 6-1 against Daniel Cabanes of Obama. Now makes it 6-2 with the escape.
You start seeing all these officials that are retiring and then moving on. One of the problems we have in wrestling is that there isn't a lot of officials going into the pool. So we need some more college guys that are finishing up wrestling to start getting their credentials.
Dunlap of South Fayette is going to win by fall at 1 minute and 31 seconds.
11-0 now the lead here for Evans. Got an escape to start the period. Now gets a quick takedown. He's up 11-0. Now tried to throw legs in. He gets his power half going. He might have a technical fall. Waynesburg brought three wrestlers in. Two seniors and a junior. Evans and Stevenson, the seniors. Stevenson had an amazing tournament last week. Ends up being a WPIL champ. That was kind of, I think, one of the unexpected ones that people didn't kind of think would happen, but he's having a great year.
Yeah, 189 really got turned upside down between Nez Green and Hunter Snyder's 16-15 wild match where Green won, and Stevenson beating Mark Gray.
Yep.
And then Stevenson knocking off Green in the final.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great weight to follow.
14-1. Petrovic with a fall.
Yeah, as I say, Evan Petrovic by fall in 13 seconds over Caleb Morgan of Carrick.
Petrovic, see, number one in the state. I think he's ranked number one in the state, either one or two.
Number two, Maddox Shaw. Thomas Jefferson, who's beaten him the last 2 weeks, is the number one guy. So you got the two best guys in the state potentially wrestling a third weekend in a row.
Well, Petrovic was one until Shaw came down, correct? I think he was.
Yeah.
Because Shaw was at 160 at the start of the season. And time's going to round here in the second, and it's going to be a 14-1 lead for Brock Evans. Really in control this match.
Yeah, blood time going for Doppelauer of Bell Vernon right now. Lonzo Vioma of Connellsville takedown leads 3-0 on Logan Matrich of Penn Trafford. Christian Lowther of Ringgold up on mat 5. He's out to a quick 3-0 lead on Gavin Zillman of Harbor Creek.
Another shot attempt there by Evans up 14-1. Now he's going to try to dump George. Not able to get it. And deep on a double leg. Now switches around. And there's a takedown. 17-1. Technical fall for Brock Evans.
Maddox Shaw, Thomas Jefferson choosing neutral for the third period, leading 16-3. And he's close to Doppelbauer, able to roll through, not give up the takedown. They're out of bounds. Christian Lowther of Ringgold up 3-0 on Zillman. And there's the takedown for Maddox Shaw. He'll win 19-3 at 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
Stick down here with Lowther of Ringgold leading 3-0. Now riding on top of Zillman. Should also on deck is Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan.
Rook Smith of Montour gets a fall in 28 seconds over Aviv Diamond of Alderdice. Braden White of Thomas Jefferson looking for a quick fall on Leland Troutman of Punxsutawney.
Lowther worked from the bottom here in the second period, up by 3.
There's the fall for White in 43 seconds.
Ooh, now trying to come over on top here is... Nope, not able to get up on top, but he does get the skate for Lowther.
Lonzo Vioma of Connellsville with a fall at 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Current team score has Connellsville leading Altoona by a point and a half.
That ball will certainly help.
Oh, now Lowther looking for the fall here. And gets it. Time of the fall is going to be 2 minutes and 43 seconds. So Christian Lowther of Ringgold will advance out. I think that does give us a little bit of time again. We can step aside one more time here.
Now we got Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan about to get underway.
Oh, there he goes. That fall. That fall got us. Never mind.
Asher Cunningham of State College.
Got his work cut out for him.
He certainly does.
Asher Cunningham, obviously the son of assistant coach Cunningham for the Penn State Nittany Lions. Oh, that's going to be a slam.
He's able to bounce right back up. You know, kind of watching it through. He had to take down, and then he walked him around a little bit. I didn't think he physically threw him down, but...
The rule is not about how hard you bring him down. It's about whether you come down first. Is the rule for the slam. Like, you have to be coming down first. Like, you have to bring them under control. And in that situation, when you're standing up above them, that's the rule.
Good news for Cunningham. Solomon able to bounce right back up. Solomon leading 1-0 against Asher Cunningham. Cunningham going to get the takedown. Now a leg in. Splato here.
Quick fall for Carter Morvay of North Hills.
Had a quick tech for Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area as well. Six-one lead for Cunningham, and not going to get more back points on Solomon. Mac Miller of Pine Richland up quickly 5-0 on Logan Moore of Punxsutawney.
Jake Stevenson in the hole on that one.
Final seconds coming off for Cunningham and Sullivan. It's going to be 9-1 Cunningham at the end of one.
James Whitbread of State College leading Mount Lebanon's Cole Gibbons. State College with wrestlers on three mats right now, and all of them are leading. Xavier Zeruth of State College leading 6-1 over Noah Patton of Westinghouse down on mat three.
Mack Miller of Pine Richland, your winner. Cunningham Peterson is going to get the reversal, not going to get back points. Maybe he does get a couple there, 13-1. And this should do it. Cunningham will get the technical fall on Sullivan. And there it is, 17-1 at 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Fall coming for State College as well. Zeruth of State College with a fall over Patton of Westinghouse. Now with that, we have a moment to step aside. We'll be back. It is greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right.
Just made an announcement that wrestling will go straight through from this opening round to the quarterfinals and first round of consolations. Quarterfinals on the 1, 2, and 3. Consolations on mats 4 and 5.
Hunter Snyder of Latrobe out here leading 9-0. So that's like one of those ones where there's a guy that because he lost last week, you know, he's coming into a different part of the bracket.
Yeah. Makes it challenging for some of the other guys in the weight.
Right.
The guy to beat him, Naz Green, Pittsburgh Central Catholic. He's scoreless with Joe Reddycliffe of Harbor Creek. A minute to go in the first.
10-0 lead down here for Armstrong's Caleb Kinsey. Leading Tom Paternoster of Alderdice. Close to getting the fall. Should be a fall. There it is. Time is 3:39. That brings. So now we know where Rowan Tustin's going to be. He's going to be down there on mat number 5.
13-0 lead now for Hunter Snyder of Latrobe. And now he's going to get more back points and get the technical fall.
Noah Weaver of Bellefonte leading 9-0.
So there's the 17-0 tech fall for Snyder over Matthew Eagleston of McDowell.
And that should bring up Stevenson.
We'll have a WPIL matchup taking on Mason Hartung of North Allegheny.
No, Weaver, Bellefonte leading 12-0 here in the first period over Sobel Collins of Obama Academy. And now getting more near fall. Should do it.
Stevenson still scoreless, 20 seconds in.
Stevenson undefeated on the season. Only 16 wins, but that's because he was out a lot because still fighting a concussion from the nagging concussion from football season. Had a great football season, too.
Yeah, good to see him back on the mats just in time for the postseason. .113 to go, still scoreless between Stevenson and Hartung as they go out of bounds. Green of Central Catholic up 8-0 on Redcliffe of Harbor Creek. Shot in here from Stevenson, inside single. Brings Hartung back down to the mat. He's got to work up the body a little bit. He will and get the opening takedown, lead 3-0.
Mike Olszewski of Moon taking on Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson out here on mat number 2. Marlowe quickly with a 3-1 lead. Nope, they waved it off.
Escape for Hartung. Stevenson lead now 3-1, 25 seconds ago, opening period.
Oh, there, yeah, they took it up. They put it on a 3-1. Marlowe now leading 6-1. Rowan Tustin down here on mat number 5 coming out. And he is taking on DeBurr Pickney.
End of the first period, Stevenson leading 3-1 on Hartung.
So the Stevensons had to split up. Nate's going to take Rowan.
Escape for Green of Central Catholic. He's up 9-1, a minute and a half to go in the third period.
Shot attempt there by Pickney, and quickly just spinning around behind here is Tustin.
107-114.
Tustin now with a cross wrist.
Please use the auxiliary gym for the two mats.
Now trying to turn Pickney.
Regular warm-up procedures.
Got him turned. There should be a fall. Time of the fall is 25 seconds. Pickney with the fall. That'll bring up Braden Collins of Cannon Mac. He's taking on Carter Wilson of Dubois.
Escape for Hartung and North Allegheny in the second. Stevenson leading 3-2. Had a takedown for Green of Central Catholic. He leads 12-0. Stevenson drops down on a single. Nice whizzer there from Hartung. Stevenson able to get him down to a knee and then bring the leg back up. Trips him down to the mat. Stevenson limp arms through. There's the takedown to go up 6-2. Near falls for Green of Central Catholic. He'll win 16-0 at 5 minutes and 33 seconds.
This should be a good one down here on mat number 4 coming up. Kendall Hoare of Dubois is a freshman, but he is solid. He's going to take on Mark Gray of Kiski.
Yes, the one-time state medalist. Stevenson beat him in the semifinals this past weekend, and Gray injury defaulted out for 6. That's why he and Hoare are wrestling right now. Gray dealing with some injuries, so yeah, you're right. That's going to be probably one of the premier matches in this round.
You can see the shoulder wrap of that Hoare's wearing, or excuse me, that Gray's wearing.
Had a late.
Stevenson, oh, in trouble here.
He had a late takedown, but Hartung unable to get out in the final seconds. So Stevenson up 9-3 after 2. Jake Conroy of Ringgold with a fall in 51 seconds over Michael Collier of Altoona.
Or close to getting a takedown here. Nope, now trying to funk up through here is Gray. Now Gray comes in around behind, or excuse me, Hoare comes in around behind Gray, up 3-0.
Injury time going for Hartung of North Allegheny just before the start of the third period.
3-0 lead down on mat number 5. That is Carter Wilson of, excuse me, that's Braden Collins leading Carter Wilson.
Injury time needed for Mark Gray after being taken down. Start of the third period for Stevenson of Waynesburg. He leads 9-3. He'll be on the bottom position. Quickly to his feet. Hartung able to drive him out of bounds.
At number 3, Elijah Brown, Bel Vernon, looking for a fall on Hunter Goals of Bethel Park, and he gets it. 47 seconds.
Escape for Stevenson. He's up 10-3.
Oh, close to getting another takedown here is Hoare. Oh, nice wizard there by Gray.
On his back is Stevenson in some trouble.
Oh, no.
Taken down by Hartung, thrown to his back. Stevenson able to bridge off.
And he's going to get a reversal here maybe, or one.
4 near fall points. They call him out of bounds. It's going to be 10-10.
I think it might give the one escape. Nope. Got plenty of time here, though. Good thing he fought off his back.
Obama coach to mat 3. Mat 3.
Back down there with Collins leading 3-0. Wins. Riding on top of Carter Wilson.
Jamie Carazzi, the head coach of North Allegheny, having a conversation with the referee before they get back underway.
Another escape down there for Gray. It's now 3-2. Dives in here. I wouldn't have taken that shot. Got a sore shoulder already. Now you're going to get your stretched self stretched out there is Gray.
.118 to go in the third period. Optional start by Hartung. So Stevenson has an 11-10 lead. They didn't put the point on the board yet, but there it is. Collins of Cannon McMillan's just been taken down. He's going to trail 4-3 at the end of 2.
Yeah, that was close on the edge of the mat too. I think he thought he was going to go out.
Luckily, he has choice for the third.
Yep.
Stevenson with a shot in. Hartung trying the roll again. This time, Stevenson able to stop him, gets the takedown. Dropped the hips that time, and now it's 14-10 Stevenson.
Collins working from the bottom here in the third. Oh, Gray going to get taken down again here on the edge of the mat. No. Yep. Takedown on the edge of the mat there for Hoare, and he's up now 6-2. Collins has legs in on him. Trailing by a point here with 1:30 to go in the third.
Hartung trying to come to his feet. Stevenson brings him down to the mat. Able to get, I think, just a one count there. And then lost control in the process as Hartung able to roll through off of his back. Stevenson staying over top, so no points awarded yet for an escape. And they go out of bounds.
Collins still on bottom here. A minute to go. Leg in for Wilson. And after that takedown, Hoare's been able to ride Gray the rest of the second period. Hoare's choice, and he's going to go bottom.
Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg is going to hold on and win 14-10 over Mason Hartung and North Allegheny to advance to the quarterfinals.
4-point lead now here for Gray, or excuse me, for Hoare. Gray's going to work from top in the third.
Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic leading 9-2 over Jack McCall of Bellefonte.
One-point escape now for Hoare. We'll get back down there with Collins down by a point. Oh, no. Gray rolls. Gets a take. Close to take night. Now he's going to get. This hasn't worked yet for Gray, this coming through the
one
middle.
More time.
Doesn't get his hips up. No, now he's going to get the takedown. Gray makes it 7-5. 1:15 to go. Back down with Collins. 37 seconds on bottom. Got to find a way to get out.
Quarterfinals and round one consolations coming up into the bout boards. Please be ready to wrestle all lightweights.
Gray taking a second injury time after just giving the escape.
So that means it's going to be choice for Hoare. He's going to go bottom. He's going to get an extra point. That hurts.
Yeah, he gave the escape and then goes down with injury time. You're almost better off just calling that second injury time while you're on top.
Right, exactly. Coming up for a switch here is Collins, trying to come in around behind. Wilson trying to step over. Collins is close to getting it. He's got his leg, got to get his leg free. 22 seconds remaining. Now try to step around. He's got the, trying to lace the leg. Not able to get leg laced just yet.
He just doesn't hold that ankle.
Wilson holding the ankle. 9 seconds. Got to get away. I think he tried too much for the reversal, and he didn't get away from the escape. And going to hold on, Wilson. He should have tried to get the escape instead of trying to for the reversal. Loses it 4-3, does Braden Collins. He'll drop down the consolations. So 8-5 here with 107 remaining here for Gray and Hoare.
Thompson, Central Catholic, winning by Tech Fall.
Gray's got a cradle locked up on Hoare. I don't know if he's going to be able to turn him, though. Hoare's pretty strong. Nope. Got the 1 point escape. 9-5. Down to 35 seconds. Oh, and now Gray's going to come in behind. Hoare's going to come in behind Gray, and that's a now 12-5 lead. And tell you what, this freshman is pretty good. The freshman is pretty solid.
She Shep Turk, a Thomas Jefferson, Ben Lloyd, a Mount Lebanon. Turk with a takedown 30 seconds in. Only WPIAA guys out there outside of Mark Gray.
Yeah. And Gray is going to drop it, 12-5. So Hoare advances. Got Nicholas McGarity, got Owen Rush kind of in the wings. Shepherd Turk's a big guy.
Leading Ben Lloyd 3-0. I think it's the only time we've had only one mat with 35 wrestlers on it.
Right. Oh, there's an Armstrong on mat 3.
Okay, he's about to just go on the mat, Philip yep. Rerick. You know, Lanford, I tried last week in calling the AAA WPIAA Championships to keep Mark Uriah proud and recapping the results. But this round went too fast and furious.
Well, and then here's the thing, too, is we used to have to do it because everybody had to write down their book.
Yeah, right.
Like now, it's out there.
It is.
It's just, you just bring up flow, and we could run down through them if we wanted to. I mean, it's all there, so.
I did tell Mark that a few times over the years, but, you know, tradition's tradition, man. Mark, we love you. We miss you.
I do miss
you. Hope you enjoy your retirement right now.
He's not enjoying it right now because he's not warm enough. Although today it was sunny enough. He might have got out.
I was going to say, he could have got definitely at least 9 in, I think, today.
Next week, when it gets up like 60, you know he's going out.
Oh, 100%.
Sage Burkett with a fall over Angel Perez of Brashear.
Philip Rerick of Armstrong with a fall in 36 seconds over Noah Lucarelli of Cranberry.
Turk leading now 4-0 over Collins. Over Ben Lloyd.
We appreciate you listening in online here tonight. Broadcast is brought to you by greensports.net, which is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Do also have to read this so we don't get in trouble. This broadcast is presented under the rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the PIAA, greensports.net, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by Greensports and WJPA. All rights reserved, and that is copyrighted as of 2025. So, as tempting as it may sound to just, you know, just get our voice and just keep it, and just, you know, you're not allowed.
Right? That's right.
You gotta have our permission and not only ours, you got a whole bunch of the other ones that you gotta get to sign off on as well. Got a fall down there for North Allegheny's McConaughey. Knocks off Jason Gardner of Dubois.
Yeah, that in 36 seconds.
And that will start bringing up the consolation matches. Again, quarterfinals are going to be on mats 1, 2, and 3. And we'll have consies on mats 4 and 5. Nearing the final down here on mat number 3, that is Cam Dana of West Allegheny getting the fall over Brian Curry of Harbor Creek.